On Fairness, an audio essay by Michael Sizer-Watt. If you do an online search for the definition of the word fairness, you'll find a list of quasi-synonymous terms like justice, equality, retribution, and of course all the terms that we tend to think of when we think of the term fairness. But I was quite surprised when I searched for the term fairness in the Oxford Dictionary of Philosophy and found that there isn't even a single entry. Now the concept of fairness seems so elementary that the idea of dissecting it might strike us as trivial. After all, a 6-year-old child clearly knows that an injustice has occurred when she's not permitted to join her friends for an afternoon at the pool. But this intuitive sense of fairness, deeply ingrained in our psychology, is not a mature view of fairness, in my opinion. After literally dozens of debates in which my opponents have appealed to fairness to rationalize immoral behavior, I've become convinced that not only are misinterpretations of fairness widespread, but that these misinterpretations convince people to march along with misguided confidence about ill-considered moral convictions. Fairness is one of the grounding principles of morality. It's the foundation of utilitarian ethics, the idea that our goal should always be to provide the greatest amount of good for the greatest amount of people. But in this essay, I'll explore the various misinterpretations that I believe are quite common in the general public about fairness. I'll finish segment one with my definition of fairness. I believe fairness should be defined as follows. Fairness is a principle which dictates that it is morally imperative to distribute as equitably as possible all opportunities to obtain available resources and to avoid hardships among all members of a group who share comparable interests in those resources and hardships.